The European Union's discussions around regulating stablecoins are really heating up.
Yes, regulators are getting serious about the potential risks and implications of these digital assets, especially when they involve companies from both EU and non-EU regions.
The concerns about stability and consumer protection are definitely valid, given the potential for stablecoins to be misused for illicit activities like money laundering and tax evasion.
Absolutely. It's crucial to understand why stablecoins have become so popular in the first place. Their stability compared to the more volatile cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum.
By pegging their value to assets like fiat currencies or commodities, stablecoins offer a safer option for transactions and investments within the crypto ecosystem.
The warning from the EU watchdog group highlights the risks associated with stablecoins, especially those issued by companies in different regions. As these digital assets become more intertwined with the financial system, the need for increased oversight becomes apparent.
If the EU decides to implement a ban or strict regulations on stablecoins, it could have a significant impact on the entire cryptocurrency market.
Investors and companies involved in stablecoin issuance and trading might face uncertainty, potentially leading to market volatility and hindering innovation in the blockchain space.
It's not just Europe. The United States and Asia are also closely examining stablecoins. International cooperation among regulators will be key as cryptocurrencies continue to gain traction.
The EU watchdog's emphasis on finding a balance between innovation and consumer protection underscores the importance of establishing clear regulatory frameworks.
True. Those in the cryptocurrency sphere must remain alert and adaptable to navigate the changing regulatory environment surrounding stablecoins.
Ultimately, the future of stablecoins in the EU hinges on how effectively regulators address concerns while fostering the growth of the digital economy.